Now, looking for love is a tough thing at the moment. In fact, we were going to be talking about it in the previous half an hour with a website that was designed to help you, if you were already in a relationship, perhaps have another one on the side. Funnily enough, they didn't want to appear on the programme after agreeing. Can't think why. Maybe I might have questioned it. But anyway, let's talk to my guest now, Juliet Praise, who joins me live in the studio. Juliet, good morning to
you. Good morning to you.
Sorry about that. We're a lot more organised normally, but it's not my fault that someone leaves the wrong script up in the studio. Anyway, you are a lesbian woman.
I am, yes.
Did you have that moment where you came out, you had an epiphany, or was it just something you always knew about you?
I think, from my experience and understanding, everyone always has that epiphany at one point or another specifically. I think I always knew from a very young age that I was gay. I didn't come out until I was 19, until I met somebody that I fell in love with and I came out with her.
Mm. So it took a relationship for you to admit your sexuality. Yeah. And be comfortable to tell others about it.
Yeah, and I think for me, I mean, I'm very lucky in the sense I've got an incredibly supportive family and I had no issues coming out. And I've never had any issues being a gay woman at all, which has given me the confidence, which has allowed me to go and create this business that I've created as well.
Which we'll come on
to.
Because, it is in fact the nub of your business, and indeed the reason why you're here, is that sort of difference that you have to mainstream society, insofar as you're a lesbian, and it's difficult. You know, I don't, because I'm a heterosexual man, I don't have to say to my parents, I'm heterosexual, and they go, oh, we always knew that about you, because we don't have that. But you have to be able to be comfortable enough, have that moment where you are comfortable in yourself to be able to say to your friends, your family, those who love you, I'm gay.
However, it's not always so black and white.
No.
And I think a lot of people actually go back in the closet, or people are coming out much later in life now. Mm. People are coming out in their 50s, and supposedly sexual fluidity is more amongst women than men as well. That's what there's a lot of research showing now.
And it was actually recently explored in a very good drama on the BBC called Last Tango in Paris.
That was very good or not.
Well, I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good drama. Halifax, Last Tango in Halifax.
Yeah,
Last Tango in Paris
mean.
Is a slightly different movie, by the way. yes, indeed.
We won't mention that.
You'll never eat butter again. But that particular movie, that particular drama had Sarah Lancashire's character, who had been married and had children, who then was in a lesbian relationship that she didn't feel comfortable talking about, but then became comfortable. Circumstances allowed her to say that. And I think that explored something, as you say, that is fluid, that has become more prevalent and indeed more common and less shocking, I think, which is good, isn't it?
Yes, of course it's good. At the end of the day, sexuality is changing, and it's probably always been there, but people are talking about it more, and it is accepted. And like I said, I haven't had any issues of not having acceptance. Non-acceptance does exist, sadly. It does exist too much still in this country. However, it's being discussed more and more. It's probably not been discussed enough, I don't believe. And there was a study recently done by the BBC, actually, to say that there needs to be more gay characters seen on television. And there needs to be more positive gay characters seen on television. Where the sexuality isn't the focus. Why can't they just be a person? The sexuality is there. That's not everything that defines somebody.
I think it's interesting you say that, because it's the same with perhaps disability as well. They're part of the drama because of the character that they are, not the fact that they're in a wheelchair. They're not on the shop floor because they're Mr. Humphreys. They're on the shop floor because they happen to be rather good at being, you know, a comic character in their own right. It is not their sexuality that's funny. It is the fact that their character is funny. Now, you mentioned that you were in a relationship at the age of 19, and that gave you the strength. You found love. You gave you the strength to be as honest with everybody as you wanted to be.
Yes.
And comfortable in yourself. Now, of course, it's difficult for anybody to find a relationship, whether they're gay or straight. But of course, if you're gay, it's harder, because you've got to be able to come across other people like you. Now, I'm looking at you, Juliet. I hope you don't mind me saying this.
You say whatever you like.
But you're a very... Oh, it's my programme, I will. You're a very attractive woman.
Thank you.
Now, that is something that I would imagine you probably get more men hitting on you than you do lesbian women.
Yes, sadly, that is the case. I don't meet the stereotype of lesbians that the media have created.
Are we talking crew cuts and dungarees here?
Exactly. Yeah. I don't own any dungarees. I've never owned any dungarees. And that is a stereotype. And obviously women do meet that stereotype. Lesbians meet that stereotype. And sometimes straight women even meet that stereotype. However, as myself, as a lipstick lesbian, as it's classified, a lesbian who is feminine...
Are you comfortable with that label?
No.
Because it seems a bit of a peculiar label. Interesting. You call yourself a lipstick lesbian. It implies that you are... What, a pretty lesbian?
No, it's not pretty.
Right, okay.
It's feminine. You can be feminine and not pretty. Can you not?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yes. Yeah, suppose you've met quite a few non-pretty feminine women in your time, John.
The odd one.
One we will mention now.
Well, can we move on from me? I'm asking the question here.
Yeah, okay.
But I would imagine that makes it quite hard for you because you're not that archetype.
Yes, exactly. And it is hard. And I think... Interestingly, I, as a lipstick lesbian, whether you like the label or not, in some ways I like having a label because it represents who I am. It depends how it's used, obviously. Any label, if it's used positively, it's fine. If it's used negatively, it's not.
Of course.
Now, for me, as a lipstick lesbian, of course, it's difficult to find somebody because nobody necessarily sees me as being gay. The gay community don't always accept me. And I have been out at times and people have said, no, you're not gay. You're not welcome here.
What, just because of the way you look?
Yes, exactly. Just because of the way I look, I have had times when lesbians have questioned my sexuality and straight people have questioned it or men have thought I'm being a lesbian to tempt them. I've had all these things, scenarios. So there's a lot of lack of acceptance.
That's sort of, no, you're not, love.
Yeah.
And I can prove it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You've had that?
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much. However, because I'm a very strong, confident woman,
yes.
It doesn't bother me. But I know obviously it would bother other people. And there's a big thing now about creating visibility amongst lesbians that don't meet that stereotype, i.e. me and a lot of other women that I've spoken to and met.
So, I'm comfortable with the label, but I'm going to use it to explore this. Non-lipstick lesbians feel, some non-lipstick lesbians feel threatened by you.
I don't know if maybe the word threatened might be quite a strong word.
Challenged.
I don't know. It's interesting because I've questioned myself why they question it. I don't know if they feel threatened. It's a strong word to use and I'm sure they wouldn't want to use that word themselves. At the end of the day, there are different types of lesbians.
As there are different types of heterosexual people and gay men. But you mean you don't want somebody in a pair of dungarees and a crew crut as your archetypal lesbian any more than you want, you know, someone going cooey, you know, yeah. As Mr. Humphreys as a man, you know, as a gay man. And I find it peculiar that there is that discrimination within the community.
I think it's about the scene. I mean, there's a big thing about, you know, the gay scene. And on the gay scene, it's very different often to the reality. And that's why I think online dating is so important, because not everyone wants to go on the scene. And in the scene, often, in my experience, you have got sort of cliques, especially in the gay community, that's quite notorious. You've got those sort of cliques and people supposedly move around a lot in the gay community.
Right.
So I think that's the advantage of online dating, is you don't have to be part of that clique, you don't have to be questioned as much.
We'll come to your site in just a moment, because it is an important demonstration of this, which is why you're here. But what I'm getting from this is it's actually very hard for you to find someone... to love, to quote the Queen song, you know, I mean, it is, find me someone to love,
yeah.
And where do you go? Because if you've got all the challenges that you've just demonstrated there, and you could go to a bar, and men would be hitting on you,
yeah.
And you, I'm making light of it, but it's not the man that you're interested in, it's potentially the girlfriend he's about to cheat on, you must find it very difficult to form relationships, to find people, to potentially forge relationships.
I think often, for a lot of lesbians that I've met as well, obviously doing a lot of research that I've done, is you often settle very quickly. That does happen often because you think, oh my God, there isn't a lot of other lesbians like me out there, so I'll settle. And that's what's so important, I think. Nobody should settle for love. Nobody should say, okay, that will do because...
Oh, a lot of us, in any relationship, you often do, because most relationships are born out of compromise of some shape or description.
Of course you have to compromise. At the end of the day, I believe in love. Obviously, I believe in love, and I believe that there should be a spark. Mm. There should be something to stay in that relationship. But I know from my understanding of other people's relationships that people have often settled, especially as a lesbian, because they think, there's not other women like me out there. I'm not going to find that person because it's very limiting. But actually, it's not limiting anymore. This is the great thing about the world we live in now. It's not limiting anymore. You can find somebody. You just have to. It just takes a little bit more time. It's not going to happen overnight.
And there is, as we'll come onto your website now, which is
Pink Lobster Dating.
It is indeed Pink Lobster Dating. Now, I mean, there are the web has afforded people the opportunity to find their niche,
yes,
or indeed discover what their niche may be in a perhaps more private way than you mentioned the gay scene, going to clubs, mm, and finding that this, you know, you may be gay, but this really is not for me. This, yeah, isn't what I'm after. And this is designed for what you describe as lipstick lesbians,
or otherwise known as a femme. There's lots of little labels.
A femme, okay.
Yes.
This is how do you know if you're a femme? Because you might think, well, you know, I'm a lesbian. I'm not wearing dungarees, but I'm not pretty either. So how do you know whether you are?
It's a very good question. It's a question I get asked often, John.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's not always black and white with labelling yourself. Now, even if...
It's dangerous, I would imagine.
Of course. And I think for me, it's what you're attracted to. So as a femme for femme dating website, which is what mine is, mm-hmm, and there's a lot of women that I've met who are feminine and who are attracted to feminine women, just as a lot of men, straight men, are attracted to feminine women, mm-hmm, a lot of lesbians are attracted to feminine women, and that's, for me, when I came out, mm, I was attracted to feminine women. I didn't want to be with a woman who looked like a man, I wanted to be with a woman who was very feminine, mm, and I've always been very feminine, I've always been very adamant that that's what I'm attracted to. Obviously, there's a lot more to it, that's, mm, just the surface. It's about the person at the end of the day as well.
Well, I know, because isn't that the case in all relationships? Once you've gone beyond the beauty, you've got to find somebody inside that you want to spend time with.
And it's not always beauty either.
No.
It's beauty is the eye of the beholder at the, mm, end of the day.
Yeah.
But going back to the question of how do you know if you're a femme, at the end of the day, you might not even know if you're totally gay. People can come on my website, even if they're questioning their sexuality still, because it's important for me, and I've got a lot of huge amount of experts on my website, professionals offering guidance. I've got an LGBT psychotherapist, agony aunt, dating coaches, providing advice and guidance. So for those are coming on and are still not 100% sure even if they're gay, as long as they're honest in their dating process, and I think that's so important, they can come on there and say, maybe I'm gay, maybe I'm bisexual, maybe I'm not quite sure. They can come on, they can get advice, and they can be honest with the people they're talking to. But nobody, it's not always black and white, like I said.
I wonder whether sometimes people want the answer to that question. Because if they, mm, they may be actually worried about the answer to that question, that they may find themselves attracted to the same sex for, mm, whatever reason. Then all of a sudden, I don't think I want to know whether I am or whether I'm not. Because whilst I have this battle, it's not a battle that rages 24/7. Mm. It occasionally pops up on a Friday night when I'm at the bar. And I'm like, oh, hey, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
Whether that's a question that needs to be answered for some people, whether you need to have that question answered.
It's up to them.
Yeah.
And I think there's not an answer that anyone can give apart from that individual to themselves anyway.
But a site like yours, and I know there are other sites out there.
Not like mine.
No, you can say that. I'm the BBC. We have, I mean, there are, the world is full of this. But I'm,
yeah,
you're here because you're from Bristol, and you're here because it's a really interesting story. And it's a story that I think a lot of people will register with. You know, there will be some listening to you, Judith, this morning who will be just angry that I'm speaking to a lesbian.
Really?
Yes. We have to accept that. Mm. But there will be others who will be more open-minded and liberal, that there is a fluidity to sexuality and sex than there was for right or wrong reasons. And it is incredibly hard, especially if you are in your late 30s, 40s and 50s, where do you go,
yes,
to meet someone that you might want to spend time with, might want to forge a relationship, might even want to go as far as falling in love with? Mm. And that's where the internet has probably given people a freedom that didn't exist before. How long has this been going?
This website?
Yes.
Well, I've been working on it a year. It's only just pre-launched.
Yeah.
It's officially launching in February. We've got a big launch event happening.
You're doing the Valentine's Day thing, are you?
We're doing the launch event in London.
Right, okay.
Which is actually sponsoring Stonewall and Diversity Role Models.
Okay.
Because I believe in supporting charities about equality.
Yes.
So that event's in London in February, and we've got some bands performing at that as well.
And what's your background? Because this is a website, and here you are. You've been incredibly honest about your own sexuality. Mm. What's your background? What were you doing? What were you doing before you came up with... Pink Lobster.
Well, I've done a lot of my time.
Yeah.
I've been a very busy lady. Most recently, a teacher.
Right.
As a history teacher, personal tutor. Mm-hmm. I've worked with homeless charities. I've done a lot. But I'm definitely an entrepreneur, and I've always been an entrepreneur, and I've always wanted to do something that I'm passionate about. Now, this I'm extremely passionate about.
And this is about you as a person as well, because you're talking here about you being a lesbian woman, a lipstick lesbian, all the phrases you've got. I can't imagine when you were teaching history that you'd walk into a classroom and say, hello, my name's Juliet, I'm going to be your teacher today, and I'm a lesbian. It's not something you do, is it?
Why should I?
Well, exactly. But any more than I walk around with my sexuality on my sleeve either. And I wonder whether that may be one of the biggest challenges that your site and all these sites represent, is that we don't walk around with our sexuality on our sleeves. And maybe ultimately that's what it comes to.
But you have to with online dating. And as a heterosexual, on Match.com, whatever site you might go on, you're going to say... I am a straight man.
Yeah.
You've got to tick the box.
Yes.
So in any online dating, you have to be bold, and that's your sexuality. So online dating, of course, it becomes, however, which is what I mentioned earlier, it's so important that it's not just about your sexuality. And I've got one of my bloggers blogging for me, writes about a lot about identity. She's written a really great piece recently on the fact that we are human first, we're then women, and we're then lesbians. Lesbian is not who we are. It's just happened to be gay.
Hmm.